From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. As Miami Beach tries to stop the spread of Zika, planes spraying the pesticide Naled have been flying over the city to kill the mosquitoes that carry the disease. The decision came on the recommendation of officials from the State Department of Health and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. But some people who live in Miami Beach are worried. WLRN's Kate Stein looks at what Naled is, what it does, and what it doesn't do.
Since the Naled spraying started, Miami Beach resident Amanda Ferreira has switched up her routine. She skips her 5:30 a.m. workouts on spraying days. She's having her dog stay with her mom, out of the spray zone. And her 5-year-old daughter Raquel went to school late last Friday.
Because I wanted to wait at least 4 hours, that's her pediatrician recommended. And I told her she can't touch grass and pick flowers and things like that. But that's right.
But that's how wormies eat.
Yeah, you can't pick up worms either. You know, it's like, have you ever seen that video where somebody finds a spider in their house and then they go and blowtorch the whole house?
That's how Maria de los Angeles feels about the Naled spraying. She also lives on Miami Beach, though not in the spray zone. And she showed up at an anti-Naled protest last week in a hazmat suit and a gas mask.
Because I don't want anything toxic inside of me or near me, or in the air I breathe, or affecting the flora and fauna which surrounds me.
A lot of the people who study toxins say, yeah, Naled can be toxic.
Oh, everything is toxic. It depends on the dose.
The dose. That's what it all comes down to. Dr. Keith Solomon is an emeritus pesticide toxicologist from the University of Guelph in Ontario. He says so little Naled is used during aerial spraying that people in Miami Beach probably won't be exposed to harmful amounts, even if they run around stark naked while the aerial spraying plane flies overhead.
About the only way you would get this kind of exposure would be to drink the stuff. If you drank a lot of the stuff, it might actually kill you in the end.
But he says you'd have to be very determined to get that kind of exposure. And Miami-Dade officials say they're spraying in concentrations approved by the Environmental Protection Agency, about half an ounce to an ounce per acre from 300 feet in the air. Since the spraying started, some people have been posting online about rashes, nausea, and headaches. Solomon says there's no need to worry about repeated exposure.
They've done studies in rats where they fed them for 2 years every day with this material. It caused absolutely no adverse effect.
He says that was with the rats getting a worst-case scenario dose of Naled. Dr. Richard Fenske runs the Pacific Northwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center at the University of Washington. He's also a father of two who buys a fair amount of organic produce.
You know, as a parent and as a scientist, being concerned is important and very reasonable. And there are situations where your children could be at risk. I don't think this is one of those situations.
Fenske says the people most at risk for harm from Naled are the technicians who mix the pesticide and the pilots who fly the planes. And a representative from the pesticide awareness group, Beyond Pesticides, told WLRN the European Union banned Naled in 2012 because of concern for those workers. Fenske says parents don't even need to worry about taking their kids to the pool, the park, or the beach because those very tiny concentrations of Naled that come from spraying degrade fast in water and sunlight.
So if I were with my family in that county and there was spraying of this kind, I would probably bring my children indoors during the spraying. But otherwise, I wouldn't really be worried about it.
One of the breakdown products of Naled, a chemical called dichlorvos, is toxic in certain high concentrations. But both Fenske and Solomon say the concentrations of dichlorvos released are small, smaller than those minuscule concentrations of Naled. Also, dichlorvos molecules dissipate into the atmosphere quickly. Not ideal, but according to these scientists, also not going to harm you, your kids, or your pets. Another round of aerial Naled spraying is scheduled for 6 a.m. Sunday. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.